So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hi, and welcome to the podcast. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about how you build business relationships when you don't even live in the same country. So obviously, I've been living in Spain quite some time now. I think this is year number 6. And for the first 4 years or so, I used to fly over every 2 weeks to go see the kids, and then that stopped. But I used to be able to get some face-to-face time with clients, potential clients, people who wanted to meet me and that kind of thing. But as I, in the last 2 years, have travelled far less than I used to, my visits to the UK are few and far between. So how do you build business relationships when you don't live in the same country? So there's a couple of things that I'm going to run through here that you can implement in your business. And you might be wondering, well, I do live in the UK, so why do I need to listen to this? And the reason is that if you live in, let's just say Leeds, because that's where I'm from, and, you know, a proportion of your clients are in Birmingham, London, Manchester, Glasgow, Hartlepool, Sheffield, wherever, Cornwall, wherever that happens to be, there's only so much work that you can actually do in building relationships anyway. And how do you build relationships? You can go to networking events. That's one way, I suppose. But how many people are you really going to speak to at a networking event? Most people are pretty inefficient at that. And also, you can only speak one-on-one at a networking event unless you have a person on stage. And I'd always highly recommend that. And that's definitely something that impacted my business when I could no longer stand on stage and talk. So what have I done to replace some of those methods that I used to use? So the first one, obviously, is what you're listening to right now, a podcast. And I use podcasts all the time for all sorts of different things. Either it's for building a brand message, it's for showing authority, display of expertise on a particular subject matter. Sometimes it's for what's the word, for interviewing other people, so I then get an introduction to their audience too, because invariably they share it as well, although we've done far less of that than we did at the start of the podcast. You know, podcast 1 to 50 were a lot of interviews, and from then on it was pretty much me all the way in, and that works very well for me. But how can you build those relationships over time? And so this is generally what happens now, is I record a podcast, or I do a video, or I go Facebook Live. And then people can tap into that or not. They can ignore it if that's what they choose. They can go back to it at a later point, and they can listen to my podcast in the car. Whereas they might not pick up the phone and speak to me one-on-one in the car. So what tends to happen, and if you're listening to this in the car right now, then this is a perfect example. Or you might be on a treadmill, or you might be just putting breakfast on for the kids and you're listening to my voice. Welcome, kids. Thank you for listening. Even though you don't have a choice. So, although I do swear in some of mine, but I won't be today. So maybe it's not kids worthy. But for me, it's about having that one-way conversation, because I've always got a lot to say anyway. So you get me on the phone, often it's a one-way conversation. People tell me they can't get a word in edgeways. So it's a podcast. It's actually no different than being on the phone. Except it's none of that crappy small talk. Hey, how are you? I'm good. How are you? How's the family? Great. How are you doing? Oh, I'm not too bad. I mustn't grumble. You know, we don't have to do any of that. It's one of the reasons why I really dislike phone calls. When you message someone, it's none of that. Hey, how are you? It's, can you do this for me? Can you do that? Can you meet this guy and move him in? Can you fix this washing machine? The tenant can't get a clothes out. We've got that as a problem this morning. Whereas if I phoned them up, oh, hey, how are you? How's the family? How's the wife? How's the kid? I'm not interested. Honestly, I'm really not interested. I couldn't care less. Unless they're like, there's a serious bad thing going on. I don't care. I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure everything's fine. Great. Can you fix this bloody washing machine for me? You know, so I really move people off actually having conversations anyway, because they're so timely. You know, 45 minutes is generally a phone call. But when we're talking about building relationships, obviously you've got to have that phone call, but it's often for a specific purpose. So it could be a fact find. I want to find out more about their business. They want to find out more about me. It's a two-way process. We both understand why we're getting onto that phone call. Often at the start of that call, there's a little bit of rapport building, if you like. But I'm good enough to be able to just build rapport as we're going through the questions anyway, and that's fine. And then the other side of that is we don't really even need to build rapport, Because anybody who gets on one of those phone calls, they've listened to my podcast, they've listened to the YouTube videos and watched them. They've gone on my Facebook Live. We've spoken at some point in the past. They've met me and that kind of thing. But specifically, we get them on the phone and they're like, oh, wow, you're just like you are on your podcast. I'm exactly the same. Nothing really changes. My freaky sense of humour is exactly the same. It's not just podcast humour. I am a bit weird like that. So people come on and they, it's like there's no rapport building because they already have rapport because the podcasts have already done that. Now imagine if you're going to speak at an event and there's 50 people at that event and they've already spoken, they've already listened to your podcast rather, or watched some of your videos. You don't have to build rapport. You just have to be more of who you are because that's what people are enjoying. And so you just turn up and be who you are. You tell your crappy jokes. You know, you tell your stories and that kind of thing, and hopefully you inspire and motivate people, and they just get a deeper connection with you because now they've actually met you. But they already know who you are. You've already done 95% of that work through podcasting and through YouTubing and Facebook Living. And when people, we tell people to go live on Facebook, they go, oh no, nobody wants to listen to me. Of course they do. Of course, everybody wants to listen to all sorts of different people. Really bad people in this world have had thousands of people listening to them, listening to their every word. Look at Brexit. Just take an example of Brexit, and you've got two sides, the good side and the not-so-good side. And look how many people listen to the not-so-good side and the Muppets that are spouting their racist trash that comes out there. Just look at that and look at how many people they inspire and motivate. It's amazing. So when you say, oh, no, nobody wants to listen to me, I'm very pretty sure that they absolutely do. I used to think nobody would listen to me, and here we are, 298 podcasts in, and the audience is growing, not going smaller. People are not going, God, he talks a load of rubbish, doesn't he? I'm not listening to him. They go, oh my gosh, he's so authentic and down to earth. He just says it as he sees it. Brilliant. I can do business with someone like that. That's what happens. And so we don't have to build these relationships where they're really deep dive. You know, we have to break bread with people and go get junk with people. We don't have to do any of that stuff. I used to think that's what we had to do. We don't have to do any of that stuff. You just have to create a podcast and some Facebook Lives and some YouTube videos and do that on enough of a regular basis and be seen to be seen, okay? This is why we create all the content for clients, and their work is increasingly becoming more popular because they're being seen. And their messages are going out. I was just speaking to another client, and they're at one of the property investor shows, and so they passed over some of the incorrect dates, and so we've updated the images on the dates. But it just goes, she was saying, I know I got the dates wrong, but it just goes to show that the stuff is being seen and people are paying attention to it. And then she's just doing a day in the life of, and I know you listen to these podcasts, so thank you for listening, and she's a wonderful client as well. And it's not, I have to say that, I want to say that. Because I know she's listening. But we know that this stuff works. We know that you get this stuff out there. And people go, yeah, but you can't build a deep level relationship off just podcasts. And you might be right on that. But you don't have any relationship unless they get to know about you to begin with. And that's the whole purpose of doing podcast videos, Facebook Lives. People now get to know you. They get to see you on a repeated basis because hopefully you're consistent. And if you can't be as consistent, you use the 90-10 rule. The 90-10 rule is where you create 10% of the content and we go off and create the other 90%, and we get you out there in front of your prospects' eyeballs. That is the whole point of creating all this content. And so when you talk about building relationships when you don't live in the same country, you wouldn't have any relationships unless people got to know you through podcasts, YouTube and Facebook Lives. And now you've got that, and now people get to know you, you can then get on the phone. Because the chances are you might meet someone face-to-face, but chances are you're going to get each other on the phone. You can't meet everybody face-to-face, and it's so time-consuming. And for everybody that you meet face-to-face, that's 2 hours, you could have spoken to, what, a 20-minute conversation in 2 hours? What's that, 6 different people you could have spoken to instead of one person face-to-face? That's how it works. You know, the velocity of doing business has increased significantly, a substantial increase in the last 20 years. I read Bill Gates' book, Business at the Speed of Thought. Who would have guessed that that book would have been so goddamn useful? And I got it for free at a Microsoft event. Can you believe it? But that is the world in which we live in. Oh, can I meet you for coffee? Why? Well, I just want to get to know you. What? Have you listened to my podcast? Yeah. What aspect of me do you not get? I'll do a podcast about it for you. And then 20 1,000 other people can listen to that as well, and they can get to know me too. What aspect was it about me specifically that you're not quite sure that I've not shared? Well, no, not that. I just want to get to know you. Okay, great. Let's jump on a call. What is it specifically that you want to talk about? You know, I'm very specific on that. We took on a coaching client once, and they're like, can I have your phone number? And I'm like, why do you want my phone number? Well, just to speak to you. Yeah, great. Let's book an appointment, and then we'll speak on Skype. Well, no, I just want your phone number. And basically what they really said was, they're just going to send me text messages and phone me at 10 o'clock at night when something pops in their head that just can't wait until our next call. It's like, no, that's not how it works, dude. You need to write that shit down and then, oh, that was a swear word, sorry. You need to write that stuff down, and in our next phone call, we'll go through it step by step. Oh. And they didn't sign up. And that's totally fine by me, because that's not the way in which you run business. And just because they didn't understand how an efficient business works doesn't mean that I should be lowering my standard. That's also not to say that if you want to get on the phone, we can't have a conversation. But I want to know, what is the conversation about before we get on a call? My time's really important, and your time's really important. My time's so important, I wouldn't let a random person, and a random person is somebody who I have no idea about. Well, can I just phone you? About what? What do you want to talk to me about? Well, you find out when we get on the call. Well, we won't, because we won't get on the call. Okay, fine. It's an opportunity in network marketing I think you should be involved with. Yeah, no, thank you. But we don't do that. Great. I just now saved 25 minutes of my life not speaking to someone about network marketing. And they might be offended, and that's okay. It's all right to offend people. But I just saved myself that time. And then, well, yeah, can we get you on the call? Sure, what about? Digital marketing, I think we've got a problem and we need to find a way to get our message out to many more people. Of course we can. When would you like to book that in? Such a different phone call. Now 45 minutes to sign up. Perfect. That's a £5,000 a year client now signed up. And that's the difference. And so this is how you build relationships when you don't live in the same country. Well, I just want to be your friend. Hello, stalker. We might turn into friends eventually, but that's not how it works. We might turn in, you know, I'm off to the NAC in November. Let's meet up there. Got networking at that event. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. So, hopefully you can understand. Again, we're just back to content. All of this is about creating content. All of this is about how you create business relationships without living in the UK. And it's all about building content. That's why we did it. It's one of the biggest things that I realized when I could no longer stand on stage is I had to create a new stage. And the new stage was podcasts, Facebook Lives and YouTube. And I don't even go Facebook Live as much as I need to, should be doing right now. It's definitely something that needs to happen at least twice a week. And hopefully that will happen. But look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that gives you some insights into what you can do, even though you live in the UK. It's all totally relevant, because there's no way you're going to be able to speak to everybody. But you create a podcast, you create some videos, you start sharing that stuff. For people who will see it and want to speak to you, they'll then pick up the phone and make contact with you. All right, I hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you in the next podcast. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.